You're listening to the Walking Home Yale Town Public Art Podcast Series. On July 22nd, historian John Atkin took our group on a tour of the Expo Lands and Yale Town. Here is a clip of John Atkin talking about the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center, a frequent gathering place for our program.
And standing down here, looking at this area here, if you didn't really know anything, you'd go, the Roundhouse, that's cute, it's an old building, but what is it? Well, it's actually a very small fragment of a much larger building that used to repair steam engines, build sleeping cars, dining cars, and basically repair and service the entire western division of the Canadian Pacific Railroad. And so this area here, even as early as 1980, we couldn't be standing here because we'd have to be dodging trains and engines and various other things. This entire area, as far as you can see, all through here, is rail track, buildings for the railway itself, and this was basically waste ground. And so this was 11 acres of railway buildings, and then the rest of it, all the way this way back to Chinatown, was railway track.
And what was the westernmost point? Sorry, I missed it
there. Well, the buildings actually extended all the way out into the end of David Lamb Park. So the entire complex took up this area.
You said, sorry, until 1980?
Until 1980.
Okay.
Yeah, so this has been, and that's the other thing to keep in mind as we walk through here, this has been rapid change. This is a blink of the eye, sort of rail yards, the Royal Hudson being repaired here, and then suddenly nothing, the World's Fair of 1986, 2 years later, the first condo, and then boom, everything else. So it's just been, in terms of city development, bang, 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 just like that. So what we have then is a tiny fragment of the original Roundhouse. The Roundhouse had 20 bays for steam engines and things, so it extended around the full horseshoe shape here. It was built in 1888. It was expanded and changed in 1912, 1913. And then this piece of the building here is actually the latest piece that was actually built in the 1950s, and it was actually for diesel engines. And so we've saved the newest piece and a fragment of the oldest piece. The building behind us is completely new, but it actually houses the most important artifact, and that is engine 374. That's the train that pulled the first complete passenger train across Canada. There have been trains from Montreal out to Port Moody, which is close by and the original end point for the railroad, but this is the train that actually pulled the first thing right out to the end. What they won't tell you inside is our very historic train is kind of an interesting beast, because when it was presented to the city in the 1940s, the railroad still had it working in service back in Montreal. Somebody found it out in the works yards and sort of said, oh, this is cool, this is a really old train. Oh, that's the one that belongs to Vancouver. So they tidied it up, made it look old again, and then sent it out to Vancouver. Presented it to the city, and we stuffed it in a park and let it sit there and rust for about 50 years. Then we hauled it out, had it repaired for the World's Fair, and then displayed here. Except that in 1915, the train was rebuilt substantially, and it was rebuilt from basically its frame up. So the only thing that's original to the original train are the four big driving wheels and a couple of the beams that move those wheels, and everything else is new.
So was the image of it different?
Yep.
So it didn't even look the way that...
No, they changed the boilers, they changed the cab, they changed the funnels, they changed everything. And then when it was presented to the city, they sent it back to the yards of Montreal, and the welders got out and cut off a bunch of stuff, put a new smokestack on it, rebuilt a few things, and turned it back into what it looked like as an old train, and then presented it to us. And so even our real history sometimes isn't all that.
And the city knew that?
No. Lots of research afterwards. The West Coast Railway Association, when... the guys that run this pavilion, when they rescued the train from Kitsilano Beach, we were actually going to junk it because it had rusted so badly that it was considered a danger for kids and stuff. So they were just going to scrap it. And the West Coast Railways guy said, it's kind of important. We should leave it. And so they did all the research, and they actually found the drawings that showed the 1915 rebuild of the train from basically the frame up. And then they've been able to look at all of the different changes to the train over the years. So that's why also it doesn't actually, you can't fire it up and make it move. When it was restored cosmetically, but when it was actually given to the city of Vancouver, it couldn't run. Because of all the changes that they made to turn it back into an old-looking train, they had to take off a bunch of stuff that actually made it work. So they pushed the train out here for us, and then faked it looking like it was steaming. And then we stuffed it in the park, and now today we have it here. So when we pull it out on the track on the anniversary in May of the train's arrival, we pull it out with a electrical sort of hydraulic thing. Then there's some hoses that we can hook up to it that make it look like it's steaming, and we can make the whistle work. But the poor train can't actually move or do anything on its own. So it's very historic, it's super important to the city, but it has all of those caveats to it.